This is WILL AM 580. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning, the day after Memorial Day. Let's check in and see what's been happening in the agricultural world for the day. EPA expects to send its final proposal for the 2014 renewable fuel standard to the Office of Management and Budget next week, possibly as early as Tuesday. That would be a step toward gaining final approval to revise standards, of course, are on track for a June release, as we were told earlier in this month by the administrator of the United States Environmental Protection Agency. The national average basis for corn was up a penny over the weekend at 29 cents under the July futures contract, while the DTN National Corn Index was up 2 cents at $4.47 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans down a penny at 22 under the July futures contract, and the national soybean index down 4 cents at $14.94. The hard red winter wheat was unchanged at 41 cents under the July futures contract, and the index there down 6 at $7.04. The national average basis for the hard red spring wheat unchanged at 44 cents under the July contract. In just a moment, we'll hear from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. Busey is proud to reinvest in our communities, one project at a time, with financial guidance and support to volunteers and community leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now here's Drew with today's weather update. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Todd. It is a wonderful summer day out there this morning. We have a lot of sunshine occurring across a big part of the Midwest. The temperatures are balmy, running mostly in the 60s and 70s across a big part of the region. The only place where complaints are probably going to be registered is in the upper parts of the Midwest, again, where we do have rain falling in southern portions of Minnesota and portions of Wisconsin. The wet bias there has actually been a little bit absent here recently. There was some favorable field work that occurred in parts of the upper Midwest and in Minnesota in particular over the long holiday weekend. But the same is not expected to continue for a terribly long period of time. In fact, the upper parts of the Midwest and a fair amount of the northern U.S. plains are going to be subjected to some heavy rainfall possibly at the end of this week, and in particular over the weekend into early next week. Right now it looks like the models are trying to generate some impressive 1 to 3 and 4 and 5 inch amounts of rainfall during that event. I have to be honest, though, I think there's going to be a reduction in that rainfall eventually, and maybe not quite so significant. But still, we have to get the rest of the crop planted in the upper parts of the Midwest and the northern plains here fairly quickly in order to get those crops in before insurance dates expire, and of course to take full advantage of whatever good yields we can still get out of those late crops. In the lower Midwest, we're going to see a good mix of rain and sunshine over this next 5 to 10 days. We will expect the majority of the region to end up with enough precipitation to support the crops that are already in the ground. I think we've done a very good job with getting planting completed in quite a few areas. There's still some field work that needs to be done, though. The weather pattern this week will produce a good mix of rain and sunshine. I think the end result is probably going to be pretty good for the majority of the region. Those temperatures every afternoon will run in the upper 70s and 80s across the Midwest, and we'll expect lows at night to continue to be in the 50s and 60s most often. There will be a couple of nights where we'll see temperatures as warm as the lower 70s. I don't expect to see that kind of warmth occur every night, but we will certainly see it periodically. Now, the precipitation that occurs this week is going to be erratic enough that some areas will continue to work their fields, while other areas will probably be a little bit on the dry side. Pockets of net drying will be possible, but I think most everybody will pick up on a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain during the course of the week. And the odds are relatively good that there will be some localized areas of more than an inch of rain. And right now it looks like the areas favored for the best or greatest amounts of rainfall will be from southeastern Iowa and northeastern Missouri into the heart of Ohio. Areas to the north will probably see a lot lighter precipitation, just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. And areas to the south near the Ohio River will probably see mostly those 2 tenths to 3 quarter inch amounts I mentioned before. In hard red winter wheat country, of course, during the weekend, we saw big soakings of rain occur across the production region in Texas. In particular, Kansas, though, western Kansas and parts of eastern Colorado were largely missed by the significant amounts of rain, and they're still concerned about ongoing drought across some of that region. In contrast, though, from the Texas Panhandle into the heart of central Texas, including many cotton and corn sorghum producing areas in the western part of Texas, saw anywhere from 3 to around 6 inches of rain over the last 4 or 5 days, and some local totals getting upwards to 7 and 8 inches. So significant relief to a 4-year drought in that area. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us each and every morning right here on your opening market report from WILL AM 580.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
On the last tick at the Chicago Board of Trade from the CME Group this morning, July corn futures at 4.73 1/4, down 4 3/4. September futures there at $4.69 a bushel, down 5 3/4. And December corn at $4.69, 6 1/4 lower. The March contract of next year at 4.78, down 6 3/4. And July corn of next year at 7 1/4 lower at $4.89 3/4. The soft red winter wheat trading July at $6.44 3/4, down 7 3/4. The hard red July, the harvest month, at $7.39 1/2, down 5 1/2 cents. Soybeans are lower for the day, $15.05 1/4. That's down 10 1/4 cents. August at $14.34 1/4, down 11 1/4. And September beans at $13.03 1/2, 17 1/4 lower. The harvest month November at $12.51 1/4, down 14 1/2 cents. In January at $12.56 1/4, 15 cents lower. Bean meal at $4.98.70, down $3.90. Bean oil at $40.27, down 11 cents. June live cattle at $136.30. Actually, that's not the trade for the day. Those were the settlement prices from the June live cattle. The current prices are now in the live cattle, not available, of course, to us. Let's check now what's been happening in the basis and the cash market. Aaron Curtis is on the phone line with us. He's at Midco in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Aaron. How are you today?
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good. You have a good Memorial Day?
It wasn't too bad. It sure was nice weather. How about yourself?
No, we had a fantastic Memorial Day. It was beautiful weather. Looks like we're going to have some good weather for this week. Maybe a few folks will be able to finish up planting. And, of course, there's some rainstorms that are coming across the northern parts of the United States. That might halt some of the planting up there, and they remain behind. What do you see in the local basis in your area?
Well, it's been fairly quiet. Of course, the producers had their mind on other things the last few weeks, so basis continues to hang in there. I mean, not seeing a lot of improvement on posted bids, but we're not seeing a lot of weakness either. So I guess steady is probably the term that describes it the most here, Todd, and that's typical for this time of year. Producer gets busy doing other things, doesn't have as much time for deliveries and those kind of things, so basis usually kind of hangs in there this time of year, Todd. So we're seeing that much the same this year. So pretty steady. If you look at just the last 6 weeks or so, you'd see pretty much a straight line on basis here in that time period, Todd.
So long holiday weekend sometimes can signal a change in the marketplace. I take it that hasn't happened this year.
No, we're not seeing much at this point. I think, you know, still near-term demand is still offering some support to basis, but, you know, still some concern about some, you know, corn that has to move here at some point. I still believe the producer has a little bit of grain to move here as they get finished up with planting, so it probably limits the upside a little bit. But that's probably kind of speaks to why we're kind of range-bound here, those two kind of factors battling against each other. But the other thing here is that, the break in the market here, the producer just hasn't had much interest in selling grain. So that tends to be a little friendly to basis, too, Todd.
When you look further out, do you see a market that moves higher or lower at this point, given normal growing conditions?
I think, at least on the futures, I think we grind lower here. Now, we're obviously due for a little bit of a bounce here. We're going to have some ups and downs with the weather. But if you look at world-ending stocks, domestic-ending stocks, if the weather cooperates, it's it sure argues for things to kind of grind lower as we head into the fall, Todd.
And your bids for the day?
Well, we got a pretty quiet market here today. We got corn down 4 to 5 cents, and I would expect we continue to kind of hang in there here for the short term, although we do have a little bit of opportunity for a bounce here as we flirt with some of these moving averages. So I think the close is going to be pretty important here. The 200-day on July corn, 100-day on July wheat, trading around those levels here today. So we'll see how the close goes, Todd. But I would assume we kind of stay on the weaker side for most of the morning.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Aaron Curtis is with Midco. He's out of Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Let's check as we head into the top of the hour. It is 9 o'clock Central Time, by the way. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu, our ag programming at willag.org. Here's the weather forecast. Scattered showers, a few thunderstorms in the area, mainly after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Should be partly sunny otherwise, with a high of 85 degrees on a southwest wind at 9 to 11 miles an hour, gusting to 15. Chance of rainfall set at 40% for today in the Urbana-Champaign area. Tonight, scattered showers, a few thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low of 66 degrees. On Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, and a high of near 81. And on Wednesday evening, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, and a low of 63. Thursday during the day, a 40% chance of showers. Friday, finally, mostly sunny, and a high near 82. Again, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.